President Bush won't deliver the annual State of the Union address until Wednesday evening, but today the two top Democratic leaders in Congress tried to get out ahead of the president's remarks by delivering their response to his speech in advance. Two topics dominated their so-called pre-buttal: Social Security and Iraq. From the Capitol, here's NPR's David Wallner.
Once the president speaks on Wednesday, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and her Senate counterpart Harry Reid will have a chance to respond on nationwide broadcasts. But it's not clear how many people will still be tuned in. So today, the two minority leaders staged a preemptive strike at the National Press Club. Pelosi focused on domestic issues, one in particular.
Social Security is the closest thing our government has to a sacred trust. Mr. President, do not betray that trust.
The House Minority Leader heaped scorn on the president's contention that Social Security can be strengthened by allowing people to divert some of their payroll taxes into private retirement accounts. She said the cornerstone of what the president calls the ownership society is undermining Social Security.
Social Security does face problems down the road. We need to solve them, but we have the time to do it right. We can solve the long-term challenges without dismantling Social Security and without allowing the administration's false declaration of a crisis to justify a privatization that is unnecessary, unaffordable, and unwise.
Pelosi vowed that congressional Democrats will oppose any changes in Social Security that increase deficits, cut benefits, and treat recipients unequally. Senate Minority Leader Reid, for his part, allowed that yesterday's election in Iraq was what he called a milestone.
But on Wednesday night, the president needs to spell out a real and understandable plan for the unfinished work ahead. Defeat the growing insurgency, rebuild Iraq, increase political participation by all parties, especially Iraq's moderates, and increase international involvement. But most of all, we need an exit strategy so that we know what victory is and how we can get there.
Still, Reid said it would be unwise to set a timeline for withdrawing U.S. forces from Iraq. Doing so, he said, would only empower those who don't want Americans there. A short time later, White House spokesman Scott McClellan was asked at his daily briefing about Reid's call for an exit strategy. McClellan described some goals in Iraq that seem to allow for a pullout even before democracy and self-defense are fully established there.
We want to talk about the importance of completing the mission and helping the Iraqi people build a brighter future. That's where our focus should be. The mission is to put Iraq on a path to democracy and in position to be able to defend themselves, and then our troops can return home with honor.
On the Senate floor this afternoon, Republican leader Bill Frist praised the courage of those who voted in Iraq yesterday, but his praise was tempered with a warning about what lies ahead in Iraq.
Peace has not come and is not coming easily. We have suffered tough days, and we all know that there will be tough days ahead.
It's a warning that might equally apply to Congress and the legislative battles certain to follow the State of the Union address. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.